views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers, and I have my special guest, Wayne, with us, the rags to riches guy, and he really is the Cinderella story. He's like that one in a million. But, you know, it can happen to you, too, you know. Just wanted everybody to know that if you wanted a private reading from myself, whether it be in person in Woodbridge, New Jersey, or over the phone, I'm also going to be in Ocean City coming up November 4th, Tuesday, November 4th. I'm going to be in Toms River at Ocean County College on November 5th. So if anybody wants, or if you want to even have your own arty party, feel free. And if you're going through some hard times, I am also known as the psychic therapist. And I will tell you with bold confidence, there's nobody better than me when it comes to therapy. You might be as good as me, but no one's better than me when it comes to therapy. So I know what I'm talking about. I get to the core of the issue, and the angels give me the answers on how for you to overcome your obstacles, but it still takes your action to make things happen. I'll give you the answers, but now, and I'll give you the tools, but you have to start building your life or to make moves that's going to improve your circumstances. So if you want a personal reading from me or connect to a loved one who's passed away, give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website at ArtieHoffman.com, the Jew with a clue. So that's ArtieHoffman.com. All right, Wayne. So here we are back into your life and back into your story. I mean, it's incredible. I do. I get like wow. I'm like wowed by you. I really am. I'm wowed by you. And for you, you know, So all right, now all of a sudden you're coming off this high. You know, it sounds like, wow, I just had this great concert, and wow, I'm coming off this high, or wow, I just belted a home run, I'm coming off this high. Now you literally are coming off a high. The funny thing is, growing up, people always ask me if I do drugs or if I was, you know, if I drink or if I do drugs. And I never did, you know, growing up. You know, I drink occasionally, but nothing to write home about. And I said, no, I always, as a kid and even my teen years or 20s, 30s, whatever, I always was high on life. And I've literally had my friends said, Artie, if you're this funny without drugs, I could only imagine what you would be like if you are high. And I had my friends and people offer to pay for it for me just so I could, so they could see me that kind of high up there. And I never took them up on it, which I'm kind of happy about. But all right, here we go. So now you just came clean, all right? You've gone, you know, you and Elvis, you rocked the jailhouse, and you're now getting clean, and now it's time for you to start building your life, literally building your life.
Okay, so let me go into this. So I'm in a halfway house from prison, okay? And when you're in a halfway house, you're allowed to leave, like they take you places and you go get a job and stuff. So we go to the Creed concert, okay, and in Camden. And, okay, so we went there. It was really cool and all that good stuff. So I'm home for a while, and I get clean and all this stuff. And here there, somebody comes and works for me, right? And so he lives with his sister, you know, and Let me back up. I get in a fight in jail, and once when I go to the I go to the hospital. I fight these two guys. Whatever, they send me to the hospital, and I meet this girl there. Neither here nor there. That was it. Okay, so this kid comes and works for me.
This girl where?
You meet this
girl? Met this girl. Yeah,
you met this girl where? Yeah. You said this.
She was the administrating nurse at the hospital.
Okay. Okay.
Just listen. I'm going to get to it. Okay. It's a really cool story. Okay. So this kid comes and works for me, and he says my sister goes to meetings too. Blah blah blah. So he says, why don't you take her to a meeting? So we go to a meeting. You know, it's so the nurse from the hospital. Okay. The nurse turns out from the hospital. That nurse is my wife today. Okay. So neither here nor there. She was at the Creed concert. We get to talk, and I told her I went to Creed. She said, oh, I was at Creed, too. But I was in, she was there. I never saw her there, you know. But she was, she's not actually a nurse. She was doing all the administrating paperwork at the hospital and remembers me, you know. And she's my wife today, and we have two children.
Wait, hold on. So you're she is the nurse that administers you into the hospital.
Registered me, yes.
Registered you into the hospital. And then you said that there was a mutual friend who was having a party and invited you and her, not realizing the two of you.
No. Her brother came and worked for me. Okay. One of my friends said, oh, you need somebody to come work for you, because I had my own business at that time, you know, being a carpenter. And her brother came up for me, and he said to me, my sister goes to meetings, too. And I said, oh, I'll take her. I'll meet her. I took her to a meeting. Next thing you know, we hung out all night. And now she's my wife. And she's clean 12 years.
Wow. That's fantastic. The two of you. I mean, honestly, the two of you, the chemistry between the two of you is amazing, because what's amazing is that also the two of you are polar opposites.
I know.
You guys, I mean, talk about opposites attract. I mean,
Oh, my God.
That's another dream in itself. Talk about, you know, opposites attract. It's like, you know, it's like
how we say, like, our destiny is all preordained already, you know, like. Here, I'm in the hospital. I get sent to the hospital from getting a fight in the county jail, and bang, this is the girl that I ended up marrying. I didn't meet her, and I saw her. She remembers me from there, but I don't remember her, and here we are.
Wow. So let me ask you something. What was it, being that the two of you were so opposite? When did you realize the two of you were as opposite as day and night from each other? Because you really are. I mean, but yet there's a chemistry within you that kind of works.
Well, at that moment, I got engaged to her, you know, and I wanted to introduce her to my mother. So we flew to Florida, you know, and we got off the plane and we're in the car, and we were swimming at the pool, and her and my mother were sitting there. And I'm swimming in the pool, and I look up, and I said, oh, my God, she's exactly like my mother. So I said, what did I do? I said, no, I said, she's exactly like my mother. And you know what? She's a good woman, man. She's a great mother.
Yes, she stands by me,
and we are totally opposite. She's so, like, on things, and I'm so laid back, and, you know, and I don't know. It just kind of works.
Yeah.
We have our ups and downs. It works, though.
And the word that I could describe for her, there's two words that come to mind when I think of your wife, Andrea. The two words that come to mind is dedicated and loving.
And yes.
Those are the two words. She's caring and loving and dedicated. Look, I'm giving her a eulogy.
Well, she always needs a cause, you know. She always needs a
cause. She has to fix everyone's problems. That's right.
When she has a cause, she's good. If she doesn't have a cause, she's picking on me.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to break somebody's leg just so you could help nurse them back to health. That's too funny. So let me ask you this. So when you first started, do you remember your first job that you got or what you did for somebody or what did you build for somebody?
Well, I was always a carpenter. Like when I came down the shore at the age of 20, I was always a carpenter and I worked for myself, you know. But when I started getting high and dipping and dabbing, like I would stop working altogether and start robbing, you know. Like there was times when I would get clean for a while, you know, and then I would go work and then I would go experiment again thinking I could do one more, you know, or alcohol was never really a problem for me and I would drink and next thing you know, I'd be doing drugs again and then I would get clean and, you know, dipping and dabbing, you know, and that was it, so, you know, and I always was building.
So what was it? So do you remember what kind of jobs were you doing? So, all right, so you're a carpenter in and out and even though you were doing some drugs and whatnot and you were, you know, dipping in and out. And as you, and then once you got better, you know, you started your own business. When you were doing carpentry, you weren't doing it at the level that you're doing it now, because right now you're literally building million-dollar homes on the beaches, which is absolutely amazing. You showed me some pictures. And so, like, who was the fellow who helped you step up your game to learn more things? Because, you know, there are people who are handyman and carpenters who can do little stuff, odds and ends. But, I mean, the work that you do is, like, just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, you could... I mean, you create all these curves and special designs. And, I mean, you're an artist. You're an artist.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm, like, self-taught, you know, Artie. You know, I've been around good carpenters, and then I'm self-taught. Like, I get a pile of wood, and I look at a print, and I put it together. You know what I mean? And I understand it. You know, just recently, my son was diagnosed with dyslexia. You know what I mean? Like,
wait,
my wife's
yeah,
in
hey,
home.
Wayne,
yes.
Hold on just a second. We're going to talk about your son in just a second because we have to go to a commercial break. So, check it out, everybody. ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. If you want to get a hold of Wayne's services, which he's in the southern part of New Jersey. He's in, can I say the town?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm good with work, Artie. I'm good. I'm good with work. I got plenty of work.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, if you want a reading for myself, just check out ArtieHoffman.com. I'm in all different places at different times, and I could do private readings and private parties.
Who would want to hire me now after talking about this?
Yeah, everyone. Trust me, everyone. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Darling, please believe me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers, and I have my special guest, Wayne, on. He's not only a guest, but he's also a good friend. And I was so inspired by his story about, you know, going to the depths of hell and now living a very high integrity life and having a million dollar business in the sense of building homes for all these wealthy families. And, you know, it's amazing. And he has shown me pictures of the homes, and I saw his kitchen and the remodeling of his kitchen. And he's just and not to mention, he's just a great, genuine person. He's just a guy who has gone through a lot of challenges in life, and just like a lot of us who are really nice people, but you're just trying to find yourself. You know, you're just trying to catch that break. You know, we all have our little demons. Whatever the addiction is, it could be gambling, it could be sex, drugs, rock and roll, drugs, whatever, alcohol. You know, we all have our issues, but it doesn't mean that you're not a good person. But if you really want to change your life, you're not going to have a well-accomplished life by staying more addicted to your addictions than you are to try to help yourself get out of it. And but God will always be there for you, and God loves you exactly for who you are today, and he will help you get to where you could be. But you have to be willing to do it, do the work, and to be able to take on challenges on going through this transition so that you could, you know, become the kind of person you want to be and be the kind of person you want to be, not only to yourself, but also to society, and to make a difference, not only in your life, but in your family's life, with your friends, with the public. And just think about what it is that would really make you happy, what you could do for the other public, you know, for the other people in the public. And, you know, what do you feel your gift is? And maybe you just need to sit down by yourself and have that little conversation with God or your angels or whoever you want to converse with and just say, can you please, you know, send me the answers within my heart and soul, within my mind, whether it be within my dreams. You know, you could sit at the beach, you could sit at the park, you could sit at the bookstore and just allow yourself to sit in quiet for a little while and just ask God, just send me people, send me situations that could help me improve my life. And you're going to see magic will happen, but you have to be willing to put yourself in that place. Excuse me. You have to be willing to listen to that voice inside you and listen to your gut. All right. And then just move in that direction. But you can't keep on hanging out with the same people or in the same environment that has caused you or that is keeping you in that same circumstance. All right. Because misery loves company, and nobody in that environment wants to see you get better, because that means they have to take a good look at themselves. So if you really want to better yourself for your sake, for your family's sake, for your kids' sake, for God's sake, just make a difference and you know, be kind to people and just be genuine and give your best, you know, really, you know, and God will be there for you. And you'll see that he will bring you people who will open up doors and situations so that you could start to, you know, live the kind of happy life that you always wanted to have. It's not just for people like Wayne or for the other guy or the other person. It's also for you. And so it's important that you put your best foot forward and you're willing to do the work of what it takes. And trust me, you'll be blessed just like Wayne. So Wayne, you started talking about your son and you just found out he had dyslexia, and explain to people exactly what dyslexia is.
Well, he came home and I remember as a child, my parents took me to get all these tests, and I remember my mother and I was in special classes in school, you know, and, so he came home and my wife showed me his piece of paper. He spelled his whole name backwards, front, his first and last name. And I said, he meant to do this. And she said, no, he didn't. And I said, well, we got to go get him tested. So neither here nor there, blah, blah, blah. We went and got him tested. He has dyslexia. He's great. And so he just learns different to read. But he's in the second grade and he does math in his head like I do. And there. So what I'm saying is, you asked me how I got started building and how I can build, like you show me a picture and I just bring it to life, you know, and
so you're a visual person.
Yeah, I work this to this day still, you know, with me and my guys, and you know, I'm self-taught, you know, so I'm dyslexic and I see things in three dimensions and I see things in pictures, you know, and I put it together, and I don't think like normal, like the rest of the people, you know, and it is what it is, you know. Jake, my son's IQ is a 117 and I have a 128 IQ, and I just build stuff. That's just what I do. I don't know.
You're living the dream. You're living the dream. You want to stop? You should get a bumper. There are people who actually make, you know, you could actually go online, or I don't know exactly how to do this, but I know it's possible. And you make up your own bumper stickers. And, you know, when I think of, you know, making your own shirt or your own bumper sticker, yours should be, you know, just live your dream or keep living the dream.
I do have a slogan. Like you said, like you were plugging me to come build people's homes. I just don't, like, everything for me is staying clean, you know, so that you have to be honest in all your affairs. And I'm a very honest person. And I just don't think that people understand, you know, like a former person of myself, if they knew my past, would want me to come and build their $1 million home. You know what I mean, Artie? We're dealing with different people, you know? I mean, even not dealing with the derelicts I used to run around with. You know what I mean? I'm a derelict, you know what I mean, at heart. You know, I'm not saying, I'm not judging, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You know, my friend John used to say, I'm here through an unmerited gift from God, and I truly understand now what he meant by that, you know?
Wait, what did he say?
I'm here from an unmerited gift from God, like an undeserving gift. You know, God gave me this gift and blessed me. You know, I didn't deserve it. I don't know why I was picked, you know, and I try to help people daily, you know, and
you want to know something? When you said that, excuse me one second, when you said that, it is a deserving gift, because God sees something within you that you don't see within yourself, and that he has given you a gift to be able to do something positive for the public. You know,
well, I believe that anybody can get clean. I believe that. There just has to come a point in your life where you had enough, you know, and what it is for one person. You know, I was the kind of addict that would dig a hole, and I would dig down deeper to get deeper. You know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't get out of the hole. You know, right. I just didn't know how to get stopped, you know, and stay stopped, you know, and a 12-step program helped me with that, you know, like gave me the tools in my toolbox to stop getting loaded, you know, and I truly believe that, you know, there's people out there that are stuck, you know, that just don't know how to get clean, that don't want to get high, you know, it's like using against your will. And I'm just here to say, Artie, that if I can get clean, they can get clean. You know, that's the blessing. You know, people see me and saw what kind of a derelict I was, and I'm not that guy today, you know.
Right.
And I believe that everybody can come out of the depths of hell like that. You know, you just have to want it and believe in yourself, and you have to stay away from it one day at a time.
Right. And a lot of people do have a hard time believing in themselves, which is one of the problems.
Absolutely. But, because you're so beat down already at that point in your life. You're
right.
Beaten to the bone and you don't know what to do with yourself. You know, so you pick somebody you want to be like and you try to be that person. If you put all your energy into staying clean that you put into getting high, you're going to stay clean.
Right.
You know, and I put all that energy that I used to. It's getting high into work and just, I don't work for the money, Artie. I work for the joy of being able to work. You know, I'm not homeless anymore. I'm not in a prison cell as big as your bathroom, you know, living with another guy, eating soups, you know, like, and I'm free and I don't have 13 channels on my TV.
I just said to my wife the other day, I go, this is really interesting. People say eating soup, but yet soup is a liquid.
No, you eat ramen noodles, Artie. Ramen noodle soup. You know, you eat like four of them. And that's
what if it's
like
just the broth?
Steak and eggs in there, you know?
There you go. See, that's why you got healed. You were having Jewish penicillin the whole time, and you didn't even realize it. Having all the chicken soup and the noodles. We had help from God. There you go.
Yes.
Hey, Wayne, you want to know something? We got to go for a break, but you want to know something? This is a point where, you know, we're going to depart for now. And I want to thank you and for coming on my show. And you really are. You're a blessing.
And I want to just say, Artie, if anybody has any questions for me or anything like that, they can email you, and you can just forward it to me, and I'll respond to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or any of that. If anybody wants to get in contact with me, contact Artie. And, you know, it's,
and Wayne will help you go through the program.
Too,
Wayne won't stop at 12 steps. He'll go to 14 for you. So don't stop. Wayne, thanks a lot for coming on my show. You're the best.
Thank you, Artie.
Tell your wife I send my love. And I'll see you guys soon.
Goodbye, you take care. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Bye. My pleasure. I enjoyed my time with you. All right, everybody. I want you to stick around. Check out ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. So stick around, and I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman, and you're with Angels and Answers. And, wow, what a show that was. What a story, you know. If that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will. Seriously, listening to Wayne's story and, you know, there's a lot of people like that. There's, you know, everybody comes from different backgrounds, you know, whether it be hard luck backgrounds or, you know, silver spoon backgrounds. Whereas, you know, you're born in a wealthy family or a comfortable family, and then, you know, you end up, you know, taking the hard road and then bouncing back. And it's amazing. And so everybody is capable of bouncing back. But I will tell you this, self-pity will not buy you anything. It's not going to get you anywhere. So it's very important that you put your prayers out there. God really does exist. He really does care about you. And just because you have some challenging moments, it doesn't mean that he doesn't care about you. The only way we're able to grow as people is to deal with circumstances, is to deal with challenges in our life. But it's not meant to really keep you down. It's just to help you become stronger, clever, wiser, because you're going to have to go with inside yourself and use your wits and use your strength to be able to make a change and make a difference. And maybe it's you're better off by not just focusing on yourself, but maybe trying to do really good for other people. You know, there are a lot of people that they have a hard time doing good for themselves, but when you're doing good for other people, that in return nourishes your soul, which does make you a better person. And so, you know, like I said, God and the angels are always with you. You just need to ask them for their help. And when you do ask for help, never ask anything in the negative. Never say what you don't want. Only say what you do want, so that, you know, that energy of desire will be greater than your energy of fear. So right now we have Sonia on the line. How you doing, Sonia?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi,
and where
are
you
for
from,
taking
Sonia?
My call. Hello?
Hey, Sonia.
Hello? Hey.
Sonia.
What's up, Artie?
What's going on, girlfriend?
Just listening to your show.
How did
don't
you like
think there's something wrong with me, but before I ask my question, can I just say something?
Sure.
Have you ever thought about being like a comedian?
That was actually, you want to know something? I did stand up comedy when I was in my early 30s. And then I wasn't good at it until I started speaking about spirituality. Because, well, thank you very much for that comment. Because when I have a topic to talk about, I know how to make something funny when there's something to poke fun at. But just to go up there and say, okay, Artie, be funny, I can't. I need a situation to bounce off of. But thank you very much. You just put me on a high for the rest of the evening.
Sure. I could just picture you, like, I'm not saying you're going to be like, I mean, kind of like Jerry, you know, in the
Jerry Seinfeld
kind of, sort of. Yeah, like, you know, in New York and the small cafes and kind of like, you know, being in the spotlight and then filling up the auditorium and you're telling your jokes and everyone is laughing and, you know, kind of like that. Or maybe it's just me, my imagination just running wild. Never mind me. Sorry.
No, that's okay. You know why? Because I am working on a situation to get myself on TV. I'm not going to say any details about anything, but there is a couple of people in certain powerful positions that are actually working on something now. But you throw enough out there, some of it's got to stick. And I believe it's going to happen soon. And I thoroughly believe that I will be on your television set soon. How soon? Soon. I'm surprised I'm not even there already, to tell you the truth. But you want to know something? This is the way it goes. So I'm enjoying it every moment as it comes. But thank you very much for that inspiration and that thought.
Sure. Thanks to,
how did you feel about the show and the story and stuff?
I didn't get to hear all of it, but what I'd be able to hear. Yeah, it was very inspiring, very motivational, because the people that sometimes have everything, they just take things for granted.
Right.
And then, you know, they have stuff and they're not thankful for what they have without knowing that they have more than other people have, right?
Right. I believe that when somebody does have a lot, or people have a lot, but they don't know what to do with their time or whatnot, and the thing is, they keep on making life too much about themselves. So if you're bored silly and you do have a lot and it's like, I don't know what to do with myself, then you know what? Start sharing your time with people who are less fortunate with you. You could become a big brother,
right,
or a big sister.
Volunteer.
You could visit children's hospitals. You could visit convalescent homes. You can go to animal shelters. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things that you could do where... Or to help out other people that are less fortunate,
right,
whether it be with your time, energy, or some finances. But it is very fulfilling when you make yourself a part of other people's lives and not just make it about yourself. But what questions is it that I could answer for you, Sonia?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about, my love life, in the sense that I do have a female partner. I don't know if you can call it partner anymore. I think for as much as I try, things have been not well since like around May because of a family situation thing. And it's quite unpleasant. I mean, it's not, no matter what I do, right, I never do
enough. It's not good enough.
And it's like, you know, now.
There's also a lack of respect in this relationship.
What's that?
I feel like there's also a lack of respect in this relationship.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or is it not resonating with you?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
is it the point where you're kind of doing everything according to her, but she's not always accommodating you, or vice versa?
Right. I mean, at this point, I mean... Well, I care about you and I love you, but you're not the same. And I'm like, okay. I mean, if that's the way you're seeing it, because I can't, you know, the last thing I want to do when I go home is argue, right? You argue when I'm come home tired or at night, right?
Hold on a second, Sonia. I got to interrupt you for a second. Well, put it this way. When you're in a relationship, okay, she says you're not the same anymore. All right. People do change. Feelings are capable of changing. And you can't make somebody love you. You can't make somebody want to do something. But if it's not coming up within your actions naturally, then you know what? Then know when the ride is over. Okay? Because trying to be something who you're not, or trying to feel what you're not feeling, that's a living nightmare. It really is. And to go home to it or wake up to it every single day, that's a living nightmare. That's not healthy at all. You know? So maybe it is time for you to come to an acceptance that, you know what, maybe we should part ways or whatnot. But to stay in it because of, you know, you feel bad or whatever, unfortunately, that's not good enough, you know, because you're if you want to know what hell is, it's not a physical place. Hell literally is an emotion. Heaven is a physical place, but hell is not a physical place. It's an emotion. And right now, when you're feeling this stuck or this, that's kind of like a taste of hell.
Right. I mean, I'm ready for anything at this point, but I don't want to, you know, it's like she no longer believes in anything, and I'm not, you know, it's like I'm the one that's working and wake up early and I go and I'm paying all the bills.
So this is where I'm seeing the lack of respect. That's what I'm talking about. It's like you're putting in, you're doing your share, but she wants more from you emotionally, but it's hard for you to give to her emotionally when she's not, where you feel like she's not putting up enough energy to keep the relationship going.
And
it's like
she
it's not working for you. You want like a give and take. That's where the lack of respect is.
The thing is that she's been saying that all the time we're together, I've been unhappy. And I'm like, really? After everything I've been unhappy. She's like, well, I don't want the next X amount of years to also continue to be like this. I'm so unhappy. And I'm like, really? Okay, I see how
You want to know something? I'm telling you right now, the healthiest thing for you to do is to part ways. There's nothing for me to tell you to say, you know what, just try this, try that, and it's going to work, because I'm looking at the angel cards and the angels are literally saying it's time to start, you know, figuring out your separate ways. And I'm not saying
about that, you know, but she keeps telling me that she doesn't know where to go. And I thought we could, you know, work things out. I mean,
but her life is not your responsibility. What I did, I have to go to a break now, so we have to end this conversation. But, you know, what I did with my wife, when my wife said that to me, my ex-wife, she says, I have nowhere to go and I have no money. So I literally gave her enough money for a year. You know, I paid it each month, rent, because I wanted her out that bad because of the kind of person she became, which I did not like or appreciate, very disrespectful. And so I just like said, I'm willing to do anything. And so I literally gave her a comfort zone to get out of my life. It was so worth it. It was the best money I ever spent. I mean, today we're very good friends and we do appreciate each other as friends, but not as lovers. No way. But do the right thing. And now it's time for me to go to a commercial break. All right, everybody, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman, and you're with Angels and Answers. We're in the home stretch, the last few minutes. And, so like I was saying before, you know, this show is all about addictions and our story with Wayne as far as from rags to riches. And it really is possible. Does it take a lot of work? It takes a lot of work, and it takes some blind faith, and it takes a lot of faith, as a matter of fact. And you just got to keep on believing and stay focused on a goal and just feel like, what can you do for somebody else to help somebody else's life maybe become better and not just focus on yourself? So a lot of people can improve themselves that way and not just make life just about themselves. Well, a lot of people also make it too much about everybody else and they don't give enough to themselves, which that's another problem. That's another topic, another story. But any case, right now we have a beautiful person all the way from Parlin, New Jersey. Her name is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Good.
Good. Go ahead. Talk to me, honey.
Hi. Yeah, I have a lot of things that I'd like to do, but I just can't seem to get focused on it. It seems like, well, you know, I have three grown kids, and, you
all
know,
right, so
I
your
still
kids are grown up. You have your health. You don't have the responsibilities of a baby or toddler or anything like that. They're grown up. So now what's the excuse of why you're not doing more for yourself?
I guess I get myself involved with their stuff because they need help with, you know, kids and all that. And I end up helping them.
So it's about reinventing yourself.
Yeah, like and then I have so many ideas. I don't know what I want to focus on. I guess, can you see me as a self-employed person or... I don't know.
Well, put it this way. I'm going to be honest with you. Do I see you self-employed? The only reason in this moment, it's not that it's not possible. All right. I'm not saying you being self-employed isn't impossible. All I'm saying now, probably now's not a good time for you to be self-employed only because your focus is all over the place. You're not a focused person. So when you're self-employed, you need to have a plan. You need to be focused. You need to know about marketing. You need to know about projecting yourself out there to do your craft and do it well. And, you know, dealing with finances, dealing with advertising. And, you know, so there's a lot involved. Probably your best bet is probably working at a store or at a convenience type of a place that that you feel comfortable at. And just so that you feel purpose, that when you wake up in the morning, you have someplace to go to and you're bringing home a paycheck. While you're doing that, you know, your wheels could be spinning, you know, to start your own thing. But I feel like, you know, just it's like, you know, having a gun in your hand and you want to shoot at a target, but you're just shooting in the air without shooting at a particular target. You're just wanting or just hoping without any specific anything out there. So it's hard to start a business or to start in anything when you don't have a particular dream or a particular focus or, you know, a target for you to hit. And so that's the issue. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know? I have too many ideas.
So what I feel like whatever makes you happy, whether it be with kids, you know, go work at a kid store or work at a pre-nursery school, if that's what you like to be around with little kids, because it's not about the money. It's about wanting to keep yourself really preoccupied and to be loved and to feel the unconditional love. Or if you feel it more with animals, to work at an animal shelter or any kind of places with animals, or if it's about wanting to help out senior citizens and working at a convalescent place or working at a retail store just during the holiday season just to get your juices flowing. But, you know, if you go on the internet and just look at other opportunities, you know, that will also get your wheels spinning. But just to wake up each day and not really plan for anything. That's what makes life exciting. What's exciting about life is having a dream. It really is. It's about having a dream and doing something and working for a goal or a purpose. Or sometimes for other people, it literally is about taking care of kids or grandkids, or, you know, to make other people's lives more happy and prosperous. If that's what makes you happy. You know, if you're not feeling fulfilled, then what is it? This is something that you need to have a quiet conversation between you and God and your angels and just allow yourself to sit back. And I said this to a girl earlier today in the show, that you need to allow yourself just to kick back and just to sit there in a peaceful atmosphere and just say, God, can you please just send me, you know, the people or the situations to open up to me, so that I can move in a direction where I feel peace of mind. And if you're into plants, then work at a greenery or work at a flower shop. You know, maybe you're a people person and you just want to engage with people. And you want to just engage with people. And maybe you want to become a cashier at one of the stores, you know, supermarkets, just so that you could be peopled. And, hey, how you doing? Maybe it's just moments of conversation and just being around people and just, you know, where you're not under so much stress. And you're just, you know, allowing yourself to be busy and also being peopled, you know, around other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
See,
yeah,
but it's, and what I said earlier, it's going to be your thoughts put into action that's going to allow miracles to happen in your life. And maybe you just need to sit at a bench in a park or be by the water and just allow yourself to feel comfortable for an hour or two, even longer if you want, and just allow yourself to say, hey, what is it can I do? Or look in the newspaper or look over the internet and just look on to see who might be hiring or what seems of interest. But you got to put the energy out there. And when you're out there, then, or go to craft shows or any kind of stuff like that, because the creative side of people, the creative side of life might get your mojo going. But you got to put yourself out there to make magic happen. It's not just going to happen on its own. But God and the angels will give you the answer so long as you ask for their help.
Okay, great.
All right.
All right, thank you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, you too. Have a good night.
All right, you stay well. Okay, everybody, if anybody wants to get a reading from myself, you know, an all-out specific private reading, whether it be in person in Woodbridge or over the phone, or if you want to have your own arty party, I do record all the sessions for you. Feel free to give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, and you can see what the face looks like behind the voice. That's ArtieHoffman. And I just want to say, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all. May God bless you with lots of love and happiness and prosperity. May God bless you and your family here on earth and there in heaven. May all your dreams come true. Don't ever stop asking God and the angels for assistance. They're always there to help you. And may God bless you with lots of love and happiness and miracles to make your life feel more fulfilled. But like I said to Mary just before, it's going to be your thoughts put into action that will create your desire to happen. So until next week, everybody, you have a beautiful, beautiful week. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.